Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 9, Jesus heals two blind men, restoring their sight, but only because they showed great faith in him and his divine power. "Do you believe that I can do this?" Jesus asked them. "Yes, Lord," it was their response. "Let it be done for you according to your faith." So their faith in Christ resulted in their healing. Now in the Gospels, there are many other similar instances of these kinds of miracles that our Lord works, all highlighting the importance or even the necessity, of a great faith in him and his power to be healed by him. If there's one thing that people seek out today, it's healing. Healing for all sorts of maladies, illnesses, diseases, both mind and body. Sooner or later, all of us experience them, and to some degree or another. Perhaps it is these very moments right now, some of you might be experiencing some kind of, illness. It's part of the fallen human condition, suffering in all of its forms. And our Lord does grant healing to those experiencing these kind of sufferings, if this serves their eternal welfare. But what people need to be healed of most, and which physical and mental ailments are but, we could say, indicators of, is that much deeper and more serious disease of the spirit, sin and vice in all of its forms, but also a certain emptiness, anxiety, and restlessness of spirit. Christ, the divine physician, desires to heal us of all these. Faith, trust, and confidence in him enables us to tap into that divine power and healing he offers us, especially through prayer and the sacraments, notably the anointing of the sick, if one is that sick, and also confession, and then finally, and above all, the Most Holy Eucharist, the medicine of immortality. But just as physical and mental, emotional healing ordinarily takes time, sometimes a very, very long time, or a whole lifetime even, so too with our spiritual healing. Our Lord would have us make gradual improvements by meeting with him regularly, regular appointments with the doctor, as it were, implementing his prescriptions, taking his remedies on an ongoing basis, bit by bit. And this gradualness and spiritual healing certainly provides many opportunities for us to practice very precious Christian virtues, above all, patience. Patience in the healing process, humility. We're reminded constantly of our need, to go to our Lord, that we're dependent upon him for such healing. We can't heal ourselves, so being humble about it. And of course, faith and trust in our Lord, that he does indeed intend to heal us, he can do it, and it's just a matter of time. So during this Advent season, we should pray for this healing. Pray with sincere hearts, with faith and trust for the coming of the Savior, that he can, desires to heal us and save us. Just as our Lord asked the two blind men in today's gospel passage, "Do you believe that I can do this?" We won't hesitate to respond like them. "Yes, Lord, we believe that you can heal us." And to this, our Lord will then respond to us, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.